you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the European Union and its member states, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Ambassador D'Amico, for your tremendous efforts and excellent leadership as chair of the GGE Laws. Notably, we appreciate your remarkable positive and constructive leadership to build the necessary momentum, also through conducting the virtual consultations. The CCW offers an appropriate framework for dealing with the issue of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems within the context of the objectives and purposes of the Convention. The EU remains committed to pursue its efforts in the GGE with a view to ensuring that the outcome reflects the necessity of compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, taking into account relevant ethical considerations. The EU underlines that CCW is the relevant international forum in this regard, and as such, must remain responsive to new developments in the field of weapons technology and be able to adequately address them. The EU supports focusing on measures that reflect the many commonalities and convergences found in working papers submitted by different groups and regions, and we stand ready to contribute to an ambitious outcome. The EU highlights the need to translate the progress into a concrete outcome. We should seek to build on past agreements and to find commonalities. We believe that securing a substantive outcome this year is important and urgent, given the pace of developments in this technology. We agree that a broadly shared common understanding on a two-tier approach to weapon system based on emerging technologies in the era of laws merits clear reference in the final report. In concrete terms, we support that a distinction should be made between those weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international law, in particular IHL, which states should commit not to develop, produce, or use, and systems that include autonomous features requiring regulation to ensure compliance with IHL and other applicable international law. We hope that the final report will move us forward substantially, providing a good basis for a substantive outcome. The past achievements, including 11 guiding principles, previous outcome documents, as well as already identified convergences, should serve as a basis for consensus proposals. Lastly, gender equality and the empowerment of women is an important horizontal priority for the EU, and we believe it is important to take into account gender perspectives when discussing the issues of laws, given the nexus between gender and emerging technologies. We reiterate our support to you, Mr. Chair, in your efforts to achieve consensus and effective results of the work of this group. And this was only general remarks, so whenever we will be discussing the report, we would like to still come back with the remarks. Thank you very much.